Today on the podcast, we have Allison Conigliaro-Hubbard, who's Senior Director at Riverbed Technology. She's responsible for product marketing of Steel Fusion, their software-defined solution designed specifically for the edge. We're going to talk a little bit about Riverbed's unique approach to life with these solutions. And we're also going to talk about a survey that they did at EMC World earlier this year that talks a lot about the challenges that are going on at the remote office. There's a lot of concerns around disaster recovery, of course, cost. How do you support these applications and users? And how do you deliver a great performance? Organizations are struggling with these challenges, and we're going to dive into all of those issues and much more. With us on the podcast today is Allison Conigliaro-Hubbard, Senior Director for Riverbed Technology. Allison, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Brian. Great to be here.
So Riverbed is someone we've been covering for a long time. The Steel Fusion is one of your lead products, and I know you've been making a lot of enhancements to it over the years, recently adding support for AWS and Azure and several other things. For those of our listeners that aren't entirely up on Riverbed and Steel Fusion in particular, give us a quick update there and what they should know about it.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about Riverbed and SKU into some of the areas that really are reflected by the Steel Fusion technology. Today's Riverbed is really just, it's different. We've been transforming as a business and, really transforming in the way that IT supports business applications and data in an increasingly distributed and cloud-centric world. So let me just kick it off with a little bit of an example using the way business is currently able to interact with data, especially for your audience. In the world we live in today, our relationship with data has totally evolved. It's become an asset to business, to individuals, to the way we live our life. It's everywhere. It's always being generated and required in an instant and at the tip of our fingers to get our jobs done, to generate revenue, maximize business success. At the end of the day, without data, we can't relate to our customers. We can't beat the competition. Cities become chaotic today. Healthcare and financial systems can't function. Data has really become a critical asset in the world. But the big issue is that up until now, IT teams have really had to store this incredibly important data, oftentimes in tens and hundreds and thousands of distributed sites and locations, just to get it to where the users can stay productive and get their jobs done. And think about it. When we talk about distributed IT and locations far and wide, these are production facilities. These are retail stores. They're oil rigs. They're law offices. They're broadcast stations, embassies. Even naval ships represent distributed IT. These are all examples of remote sites, and usually they're really far removed from central data centers, and they always have to remain performant. But again, the world has changed, and leaving data out at the edge inherently creates vulnerabilities to the business, and where there's data, there are also operational challenges and therefore costs. And that's going to continue to be the case until new technologies, such as what we're doing with Riverbed Steel Fusion, are more widely understood and adopted to deliver more of what we call a software-defined edge. And this has never really been done before until Steel Fusion came around. And what we're really doing is redefining the way that enterprises and organizations have had to address distributed IT.
So you hit on a number of points there, some of the challenges of being distributed, but lately we're hearing a lot of marketing noise about the benefits of certain technologies at the edge to try to ease these problems. And I want to make sure that we draw a pretty distinct vision between what you're doing and what hyperconvergence is offering and what dedicated solutions in a box may be offering at the remote office and branch office. Give us the clarity there between those sorts of offerings and Steel Fusion specifically.
Well, I think that those offerings are good offerings, and there's certainly nothing wrong with them. What we see really with the traditional hyper-converged vendors is that they were built for a purpose, originally architected to really look at simplifying infrastructure and some of the processes in the data center. And that's great. And certainly end customers can make their choices on how they want to run their data centers. But in our view, taking those hyper-converged boxes in smaller form factors and putting them out at the edge does not eliminate some of the operational challenges and the business productivity challenges that continue to exist. Because ultimately, you're still left with a situation where you are having to manage data at the edge of the business. And where there's data, you need IT staff, and there become operational challenges.
Okay, well let's get into this a little bit about what's going on at the remote office, branch office. We covered a study that you did last week on the site, and actually it was one of the most popular things that we posted last week, which tells me that robo IT concerns are as serious as you indicate in the study. You surveyed a bunch of attendees at EMC World. Tell us a little bit about why those attendees made sense and what your core goals of the study are.
Yeah, so first of all, we believe EMC World made a great deal of sense for just this study because it brings together a lot of infrastructure and storage professionals into critical mass, and Riverbed really sees the infrastructure and storage pros as critical influencers to really making overall decisions that are being made across IT and our architectures, our infrastructures. Of course, they're making decisions as far as managing storage, storing, protecting data, but also as far as overseeing operations and the processes of distributed IT. For years, we kind of touched on the data center a moment ago, a lot of the focus in IT has been on the data center and innovating in the data center. As you mentioned, recently, most recently, we've seen from a storage perspective a shift towards these scale-up integrated systems that were built for the data center. From a cloud perspective, we see a lot of the shifts as far as SaaS and IaaS models and hybrid cloud solutions, but most of them are focusing on kind of the data center and the public cloud. All of these shifts have been happening to drive down CapEx and OpEx costs. But interestingly, while these shifts are happening, the edge of the business, or the remote branch offices of our businesses have really been held back with legacy IT infrastructure and operational practices. And it's as if edge IT is kind of a second-class citizen, but it's become the Achilles heel towards really achieving the overall business agility goal that enterprises truly seek. And we strongly believe at Riverbed that the edge IT is ripe for disruption. I think that customers are starting to really think that way and turn from being data center-centric to looking far, away to remote locations and figuring out how can we start to become agile there. So we turn to these folks at EMC World to really get them to comment on their experience of edge or remote IT so we could get a more holistic view of the enterprise as kind of seen through the eyes of these infrastructure leaders. And again, the edge is where business is getting done. So we really need to start to think about how we extend the investments we've made in the data center and in the cloud now out to the remote edge of our business, no matter where that edge exists. So we really wanted to just put a finger on the pulse of the thinking of an audience that we think is really critical to making decisions in this area.
So one of the things that I think is interesting is as we talk about edge locations, and we know many EMC customers that have very large footprints, so edge is very front of mind. And in fact, in your study, I think you found that edge concerns around edge computing and storage and data came up number two behind managing their own core data center, which is interesting. So it's clearly at the top of the list. But one of the other things that I think is interesting is that your study wasn't just giant EMC shops with hundreds or thousands of locations. It included some small shops too, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were really looking at we talked to everybody that would stop and talk to us, because the reality is, I mean, you don't have to be an enormous enterprise to be, globalized at this point in time. We are kind of a world that's moved into a more virtual workforce where there are smaller companies that have many, many offices that are distributed into many locations, and they have to get their job done just as much as any large enterprise does.
Yeah, so I think it's important. I just bring that up to highlight the fact that this isn't just a big enterprise IT problem, that it's a second office problem in when you look at it at a fundamental level of trying to protect that data and those resources and still deliver all the services that your employees and to a certain extent your customers need. There were a couple things that stood out to me. One of those is that disaster recovery was a big theme, and data protection was a big theme. Those were near the top. Did that probably didn't, but was that a surprise?
No. Disaster recovery is never a surprise to me. In fact, it's been a challenge for almost all the enterprises. Over the years, it's been a concern I've heard for the last couple of decades. But it's always really good to stay in touch with, this issue. And so within the context of the survey, we were glad it was confirmed. I mean, the way we see it is kind of enterprises have really handled over the years the challenges around disaster recovery when it comes to maybe losing a data center and how do you fail over to a secondary. But very few have really handled how to keep businesses going if a branch goes down. In fact, I talk to customers on a pretty regular basis who really weren't even thinking about it until a really big problem happened. And so then we hear some of the fallout from those problems, and it's not so good for the people involved. So, I mean, think about it. If your manufacturing, your plant goes down, what do you do? How much hard and soft cost goes into making sure that that doesn't happen? Because there's a lot of business at hand. There's a lot of business that gets lost if a manufacturing plant goes down. It goes, well beyond the infrastructure at the site. It really crosses quickly into operational challenges and the ability to or inability to quickly address an outage so that your business doesn't halt. If you're a major retailer and it's holiday season and a major store goes down, who's there to fix it? There aren't usually IT staff sitting out at retail stores, and how much revenue is lost when your POS is down? There's so many different examples of these kinds of things if you relate it just to real life, real world examples. I have a customer. From a business continuity standpoint, this is a very large global accounting firm. He had this one accounting office go down in a remote part of the country, and he has a staff about 8 IT people. And they, this one guy had to drop what he was doing and drive over 2 hours, and then take a ferry across a body of water and drive again just to get to the office to troubleshoot the issue that was going on while the accountants and the clients aren't getting any work done. And by the way, that was if he could make the ferry by 4 p.m. because the ferry closed at 4 p.m. So if he didn't make the ferry, he'd have to wait all night before he could even start to troubleshoot this. Now that he uses Riverbed Steel Fusion, all of his recovery processes have been centralized So there isn't any more driving, and there isn't any more taking ferries. Recovering any office from any that where anything happens anywhere in his country can be done from a central location in mere minutes. And that's been extremely helpful and has saved the business a tremendous amount of angst and cost. There's a number of examples of these types of things.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it, and yes, it's hard, you know, as I think about the businesses here in Cincinnati, Macy's for one. Yeah, I don't think they have an IT guy sitting around on Christmas Eve and in all their stores across the country waiting for something to go wrong, which they invariably do, to your point.
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. I mean, there's some really critical challenges that we have seen in remote IT, and they come out in this survey, and we've confirmed them through other surveys that we've done as well. And, you know, if you don't mind, I'd love to kind of expose what some of those challenges are, because sometimes, and going back to your hyper-converged comment, yes, simplifying IT is a great thing, but we've got to look beyond just simplifying an infrastructure that's sitting at a remote location and address the core challenges at hand. So one of those challenges, you know, is that as soon as we put distance between, you know, the user, the data, and the primary IT team, we, you know, really encounter a new set of issues. That go well beyond the kind of issues we see in the data center alone. So a very large percentage of the employees in our organizations are working at edge locations, and they always need to remain productive for the business. But almost none of those employees, as we were talking about, are skilled IT workers sitting around waiting for things to go wrong. You know, and so if something does go wrong, there aren't skilled IT workers around who can help. And if productivity slows, or even worse, if it stops, somebody has to be shipped out. And sometimes that's more than one somebody, because there has often been infrastructure that requires different kinds of specialists to be on site in order to troubleshoot something. In addition to that challenge, we also, getting back to the data, almost half of a company's data is now being accumulated and sitting out stored vulnerably in these remote locations. And this is far away from the security of the data center or even, you know, a cloud storage environment. And in today's world, you know, things have changed. I don't think any of us want to be the guy responsible for data theft or accidental loss of really important company data. So having data sitting out in all these remote locations is a big, huge challenge. And because of these challenges that come from not having an IT staff on hand to address these issues, often unexpected ones, that leave employees unproductive and data super vulnerable, you know, today's enterprises are spending almost half of their budgets trying to support the edge. Something's got to change from the typical way we do these things.
Well, the data security is one that I think is really interesting, and as you point out, is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And, you know, not even just from servers or storage that could be physically destroyed or stolen or you know, remotely attacked at a edge location. But there are a lot of parallels, too, between just the end user and what they're able to carry around on their computers. And we're seeing a lot of organizations looking at thin client and delivering services and applications directly, more so than installed apps and saved documents on computers. Are you seeing a shift in the way organizations are thinking about not necessarily just at the edge, but at the individual too, in terms of how they're protecting this data to make sure that things aren't lost or stolen or otherwise get into the hands of competition or other countries or concerns like that?
Yeah, I mean, data security is a huge topic these days, and certainly first and foremost in the minds of a lot of my customers. I heard a lot of things that you just said, And one thing that comes to mind is, you know, a lot of companies are trying to put in VDI solutions, rightfully so, in order to centralize their operations or centralize their data most in particularly. And, you know, the idea of VDI is great, but sometimes, depending on, you know, latency, while VDI can create data security where everything is centralized, there could be a, you know, real degradation of productivity or performance at the edge. One of the great things about the SteelFusion solution is we have architected a solution that centralizes data in your already invested into data center, enterprise class data center storage, or even cloud storage. And your data set is all, your working data set is always available at the edge for users. We also have WAN optimization integrated into the solution so that there is never a degradation of performance or productivity on the other end, no matter what the distance is between where the data is sitting and where the user is sitting. So typically, in the past, there's been these trade-offs where you want to centralize your data, but there's productivity issues at the edge. Now you have the opportunity to have both. You can centralize your data and leverage your already invested in enterprise class storage in the data center, but have that data accessible by users without degrading any of the performance.
And, you know, it's interesting because in the study too, performance, application performance was one of the concerns that you found in the study. And I guess that goes more to user experience, right? To make sure that they're able to access their applications, get a good experience, get the data quickly and not be waiting around. What else stood out to you from the results, if anything, that you think was interesting or unexpected?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we that stood out, and I think that it was more of a validation of things that we hear, were the challenges that enterprises have in terms of delays in provisioning infrastructure, applications, and services to remote sites. This is another operational challenge where IT staff is typically needed to get a company to revenue faster. Let's say they want to roll out a new service to remote sites, or they want to roll out a pop-up store on the fly in a location that they think is going to be highly trafficked, or they want to bring up a new site because they've got a new contract with a great new client and they're going to be doing business there. You know, typically IT professionals need to be sent out to these locations, and it takes time to really act with those business needs. Organizations have really been limited in terms of the ability to provision quickly. And what's really nice is that it's a great validation of what we're doing with SteelFusion, where, again, we've centralized all of the remote IT operations. So that just like the recovery I was speaking about before, an organization can provision a new service or an entirely new site in under 15 minutes. So as an example, I have a customer who literally schedules lunch breaks to bring up new remote sites. He does. He said, you know, I did it. I brought up such and such city over lunch this week, and has a very, very quick plan to roll out all of their sites because of how efficient it is. I have another customer, this is a mechanical engineering firm who does, basically their business is based on new contracts to go do, you know, engineering projects at new sites around the world. and they have created an application template centrally in their data center. And when they need to bring up a new site, they essentially deploy, quickly plug in a SteelFusion appliance at that site location, and somebody in the data center pushes out that template, and within 15 minutes, they're up and running. Another great thing about this capability is it helps organizations who are going through large M&A processes, or who are having challenges with standardization across sites. Because I have a very large big food manufacturer that most of us know of, a customer of ours, who had 6 different backup applications that they were running across their business. And now, since they've centralized all of their data on a SteelFusion remote platform, they actually don't have to do remote backup anymore, because all the data is backed up centrally in the data center.
Well, the backup one hits close to home, I think, for a lot of organizations, because 6 backup solutions is not an anomaly at all. From the guys that we talk to, they often have some legacy apps. They might be trying new ones, specifically at the edge, interestingly enough, because they often find that a fertile ground to try new things in. But to your point, right, if you can get everything back to the core and worry about your management of your data within your normal practices, then all the better.
Yeah, and just, you know, you sleep better at night, for that matter, right? Because you're there. Your IT staff is sitting there centrally in the core location. This isn't to say you're not backing up. All the backup vendors are empowered by this solution. The backup licenses just come to the data center, and the data is continuously streamed as it's created back to your data center storage and backed up there. And again, you know, it probably is the first thing that every single SteelFusion customer says they love the most when they first deploy it, because it's the easiest thing for them to quickly see the value of. I don't have to worry about backup anymore. And by the way, getting back to your security point, all data that traverses the WAN is encrypted in flight and encrypted at rest.
Well, that'll solve a lot of concerns around security, of course. And yeah, we get the point. The customers are struggling with what to do at the edge and in terms of backup and recovery, and the solution solves a lot of those pain points. We talked a little bit about cloud as we've gone through this conversation, but I'd be interested to get your thoughts on what you're seeing. Depending on who you talk to, enterprises, you know, have gone to the cloud, put some workloads there, decided it was expensive or cumbersome, brought them back. But I think most would agree in the enterprise that some sort of hybrid strategy will be the final resting place for the cloud. What do you see, and how does that impact what happens at the edge, if at all?
I think, you know, what we see is that enterprises are trying to find that kind of happy balance. And it really comes down to cost efficiencies. Is how do I balance out, at least, you know, in our world, we talk about storage a lot. I mean, I think there was a study that I saw recently, and I don't remember exactly who did this study, but something like 42% of organizations are using the cloud as a storage tier. And it's really, and as far as hybrid cloud, again, we see, like you just said, organizations putting certain application sets in the cloud and testing the waters. I think that that's a lot of what's going on now, is testing, trying to figure out where is that appropriate balance so that I can still have some of my trusted enterprise class hard data center architecture in play, but I can also leverage the cloud to balance out some of the cost. And where is that happy balance? So we're seeing a lot of that. We recently this year introduced the cloud part of our solution, whereby As I mentioned earlier, the steel fusion architecture kind of looks like this. Out at the edge, you have a hyperconverged, small hyperconverged appliance that brings together a number of different intelligent technologies. In the data center, you have a core that basically connects to your back-end data center storage, your SAN, or it can connect through a gateway up to the Azure or AWS cloud at this point in time, and we continue to grow upon our cloud capabilities. But we've got customers who are now doing exactly what I mentioned as far as the cloud. They are storing some of their data in the data center. Let's say it's their database, but they're storing some of their data in the cloud. Maybe it is a secondary storage or backup storage. Maybe it is, you know, my archive files that aren't necessarily as critical to the company as the company's database, right? So we're seeing the cloud used in those kind of ways. And for us on the steel, you know, in the Riverbed Steel Fusion world, it's great because we can deliver that level of flexibility to our customers.
Flexibility and also help manage the cost profile, which is also high on the list of the survey results, right? I think as we look at the edge use cases, that oftentimes the core IT group just, you know, gets not necessarily panicked, but in some degree of deep concern over all of these issues we've talked about today and how to manage it cost effectively, because we know they're not getting any more budget and we know that they're not getting any more staff to ship around to all of these sites. So, you know, a lot of what we've talked about today, you know, hits on those topics. Is there anything else that we've missed that you think is fundamental to helping enterprises get a better handle on their edge?
Yeah, I think that it's important to really change the scope of how we are evaluating our next step in terms of our architectures for the edge. We need to really look beyond the simplification of infrastructure and look more holistically on how does our whole architecture address the challenges across our entire business in three areas: infrastructure, operations, and then ultimately business productivity. And, you know, first, I can go into kind of the three of them in a little bit more depth, but first, simply, you know, you've got to, of course, simplify the infrastructure at the edge. You know, we see this as table stakes, and you see a lot of vendors starting to create offerings in this area, but you know, the nature of what's being converged at the edge can be a real factor. Today, we can converge technologies, what we're doing with Steel Fusion, such as intelligent storage delivery or cache, virtualization, and WAN optimization. I'll add industry-leading WAN optimization into small edge appliances that are geared to extend data center and cloud investments to any remote location in an enterprise anywhere in the world. And, you know, through this approach, data can now be centralized and secured without compromising any application performance at any of a customer's remote sites. You know, of course, simplifying the infrastructure eliminates a lot of the maintenance around separate storage servers back up at the edge. And additionally, when you're thinking about simplifying infrastructure, you might want to also look for converged technology that also incorporates intelligent routing integration and the ability to have visibility. And these are other areas that Riverbed is involved with our new Steel Connect platform, as well as our Steel Central applications for visibility across an entire enterprise that all work together to help simplify an entire global distributed architecture for our customers. Now, that's the first thing that you need to be thinking about. The second thing is the operational challenges and the costs and the ability to get to revenue faster? And what are the costs around backup and recovery and provisioning? We want to look for ways to achieve what we call a stateless edge. And in the storage world, I'm sure you understand, you know, where there's state, there's data. Or where there's data, there's state. And sure. Where there's data, there needs to be IT staff on call to manage anything that may go wrong or, you know, may help, may keep workers from doing their jobs. You know, with Steel Fusion, we keep storage and compute separate from one another so that data remains in the data center. Storage remains in the data center without ever affecting worker productivity while the compute is virtualized at the edge. And last, you know, but not least, you know, we want to look at vendors who can provide flexibility so that I can leverage my data center and the cloud, and I, as an IT professional, I can be agile with any changes that the business might bring to me. You know, we want to achieve what we can call a software-defined edge, where an application can be delivered where and when it's needed, regardless of location, quickly, expeditiously, so that business can get done as it's needed. And today, that's what Riverbed is delivering. It's a software-defined edge, which means really making, to your earlier point, today's IT teams as agile as the business needs them to be. And that ultimately is kind of IT nirvana, I would say.
Well, we should, if we've hit IT nirvana, we should probably stop talking and just call it a day. We've done our jobs,
sure, right?
We'll
come up with something else. There always is something. It's technology, after all.
So we talked a lot about Steel Fusion, but there are a number of other products that the company offers. You mentioned a couple as you were speaking there. People that want to learn more can check out riverbed.com. All sorts of great information there. We've covered the study results on Storage Review, of course, and a search in the search box for Riverbed will get you those too, as well as the latest updates on what's going on as the company releases new updates. Allison, I think we've covered it all. I really appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Brian. That was great, and I look forward to chatting with you down the line.
I'd like to thank Allison again for joining us on the podcast today. The way Riverbed goes about solving edge problems with their Steel Fusion products is pretty interesting and certainly an alternative to traditional ways of deploying IT resources at the edge, and worth looking into not just for big organizations with offices all over the world, but small organizations that are dynamic and expanding and have the same sort of challenges at the edge as everybody else. To keep up with Storage Review, you can follow us on Twitter at Storage Review and find us on storagereview.com. Please leave us feedback on iTunes or Stitcher or however you're consuming our podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, thank you.